to talk about techno. And before we do, I just want to clear something up about the name.
Techno.
Because there seems to be a little bit of confusion. Some people say it started in Germany. Others insist it was born in Detroit. And yet the truth is, in the early 1980s, both places used the word independently, almost the same time. The fact that both places, thousands of miles apart, used the same word, it's almost poetic. While techno was born in Detroit, its pioneers were listening outwards to the precise machine rhythms of Kraftwerk, to the funk of George Clinton, two worlds colliding through circuitry. Techno.
How Detroit gave machines a soul.
Let's just look at that name. The mystery surrounding the story of techno. The word techno existed before the music we now call techno, which was created in Detroit. In the early 1980s in Frankfurt, Germany, DJ Taller, TXLC, used the term to describe a section of electronic music in a shop, and later a club night, called Techno Club. There, techno simply meant technology. Technology-driven electronic music. Synth-pop, electro, experimental dance records with machines. This wasn't the genre we know today. At almost exactly the same time, and entirely independently, a group of young musicians in Detroit were building something new. Shaped by a drum machine, futurism, and the industrial landscape around them. When they described it, they used the same word, techno. That coincidence has led to decades of debate. But in truth, these were two different ideas. Germany named a movement. Detroit created a sound. And it was Detroit's definition that changed music forever. Techno is often described as futuristic, but its origins are deeply human. It was born in Detroit, a city once defined by industrial power and later industrial collapse. By the late 1970s, factories were closing, jobs were disappearing. Entire neighborhoods were being abandoned. But at the same time, a new set of tools were emerging. Synthesizers. Affordable drum machines. Electronic instruments. And in Detroit's black middle-class communities, many people were absorbing a unique mix of influences. European electronic music, American funk, science fiction, futurism. They weren't just imagining music, they were imagining escape. The electrifying Mojo played a crucial role in shaping the foundations of Detroit techno through his boundary-breaking radio show on WGPR in the late 1970s and early 80s.
Adriel Thornton, Museum of Detroit Electronic Music.
The Electrify Mojo was an on-air radio personality and DJ here in Detroit in the 70s and 80s. Back then, radio DJs really owned their own shows, right? They could play whatever they wanted to. And Mojo played such a wide variety of music, a masterclass in a sense, because it didn't matter what genre it was. Mojo would play something like the B-52s next to Prince, next to Kraftwerk, next to Parliament, you know, Funkadelic, all this stuff, right? And it was an amazing education and just music, period. So Mojo is the one who really broke techno in Detroit.
Mojo exposed a generation of young Detroit listeners to futuristic sounds and ideas that transcended traditional genre boundaries.
Among those listeners were the future pioneers of techno.
Juan Atkins, Derek May, Kevin Saunderson. Known collectively as the Belleville Three. Raised in Belleville, just outside Detroit, they shared a fascination with technology, futurism, and sound.
Well, I'd like to say that there was another person there. His name was Eddie Folks. So it's really not the Belleville 3, it's the Belleville 4. And then there were other folks who were doing things around, but I think Eddie was right there with them. And I think it got transferred to the Belleville 3. But, you know, they were high school friends. And so it was one of those things where it's like, hey, this is, you know, they were young teenagers. So, you know, just imagine that imagination and creativity that the kids have. And they had this new technology and figured out how to create a sound that they wanted to hear.
Juan Atkins, often called the originator, began experimenting early. With his group Cybertron, he fused electro rhythms with science fiction themes. Who would later describe techno in a way that perfectly captures its DNA.
George Clinton and Kraftwerk stuck in his elevator.
Funk and machines, human and mechanical. Techno stripped down music to its essentials. Rhythm, repetition, texture. Unlike house music, which leaned into warmth and vocals, techno moved towards abstraction. It was often instrumental, mechanical, hypnotic. Music designed not to be sung, but to be felt. In 1987, Derek May released Strings of Life, a track that would define the genre. He described techno like this.
It's like Detroit, a complete mistake. It's so cold, it's made with emotion.
That contradiction became the essence of techno. Cold machines, human feeling. Despite its innovation, techno struggled in the United States. Radio largely ignored it. The mainstream overlooked it. But across the Atlantic, something different was happening. In the United Kingdom, and also in Berlin, techno found a home. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, abandoned spaces became clubs. Warehouses became dance floors. And Detroit sound, exported on vinyl, became the foundation of a new underground culture. Ironically, while Europe celebrated techno, many of its creators in Detroit remained underrecognized. By the 1990s, techno was everywhere. Berlin, London, Amsterdam. A global network of clubs, DJs, and producers. The sound evolved. Minimal techno. Acid techno. Industrial techno. But the core remained unchanged. Repetition. Futurism. Movement. Techno reshaped electronic music permanently. It influenced house, trance, drum and bass, industrial. And modern production itself. Its aesthetics, machine music, extended mixes, anonymity still define club culture today. What began as a slow response to isolation and uncertainty became a global language of sound. Techno did not promise escape. It offered motion. It asked dancers to face the future, even when the future looked uncertain. Derek May once described techno as
like Detroit, a complete mistake.
And today, techno, felt around the world, made by humans on machines
built in Detroit.